Part 2 of the Lord of the Rings trilogy. In the caves of Moria, Gandalf dies. The others get out, but they are attacked by orcs. Boromir dies in battle with them. Frodo and Sam decide to go on alone. The orcs kidnap Merry and Pippin. The hobbits are rescued by the ancient tree Ents. The warriors of Rohan help the Fellowship defeat the orcs. Aragorn urges them to join the coalition against Sauron. The Ents bring Merry and Pippin to Saruman. But he is no longer a good wizard, but Sauron's handmaiden. The Ents sacked his fortress. Aragorn, Legolas, and Gimli meet Gandalf. He survived a battle with an underground fire demon. Frodo and Sam notice that they are being followed. It was the former owner of the ring, Gollum, who had followed them. Captured, he promises to lead the hobbits to Mordor, but lures them into a trap, the web of Shelob. Sam kills the spider woman. He thinks Frodo is dead, and removes the ring. But he hears the orcs recognize Frodo as alive. Sam follows them. Sauron's spell is undone, and the army disappears. Aragorn ascends to the throne, and Frodo leaves for the Elven Paradise. Frodo attends the Council of all the peoples of Middle-earth. The only way to oppose Sauron is to destroy the Ring of Omnipotence. It must be thrown into the bowels of the fiery mountain of Rohirrim, and Frodo must take it there. Along with the hobbits' journey continues Wizard Gandalf, Elf Legolas, Dwarf Gimli and humans Aragorn and Boromir. They form the Fellowship of the Ring,